So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Patriots Friday, Jones and Keefe. Josh McDaniels yesterday on Ramondre Stevenson. He's an example to all the young players. I hope they're paying attention.
I would agree with that.
I would agree with that, too. Yeah. Although Twitch chat makes a good point. I didn't pick up on this.
What did they say?
He referenced his personal and professional adversity. Well, personal adversity.
I don't know.
It's like Linus Allmark we're talking about. This is
Ramondre. That's not true. The Senators made it very clear that is just ridiculous speculation on the internet by trolls.
Yeah.
There's no way. Somebody definitely just made that up. Somebody just made up that rumor.
Yep.
Not true. Yeah. Hopefully you guys haven't heard that falsity spread around about Linus Allmark.
Hopefully Linus's wife has the memory of a goldfish, the mind of a goldfish, and she just forgets everything real quick.
Yeah. Let me just, for people that are wondering what we're talking about, just so we fill them in, this is not true, right? This is not true, the Linus Allmark thing? I was just going to say, they issued a statement saying it's not true. But the internet scuttlebutt was that Linus Allmark, let's just say, may have had an extramarital affair. Again, scuttlebutt, I can't confirm it, I wasn't there. And then he told his wife about all the players on his team that were cheating on their wives and girlfriends, to which she then told all the WAGs.
Yeah.
And now all the WAGs are breaking up with all the Senators.
Your husbands and boyfriends are dogs. They're all dogs.
Again, we got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
But not true. Not true.
No, it's not true.
And we're disgusted by it. The Senators put out a full statement. None of this is true. We love Linus, and this isn't true.
Yeah.
I was
away
like,
from the team.
But what a wild rumor. Yeah, he is off the team. Why is he off the team? Because of this. I was like, holy smokes. Yeah, I was not ready for that one yesterday.
No. So personal and professional adversity for Ramondre Stevenson. Here's my fear. My fear is like, now that everybody's like,
he's
look
good.
Look at him. He's back. Nah, well, he's good. There's a big fumble looming on Sunday.
That's a dark time. Okay, he will fumble again. Okay. He's not gonna go through the rest of his career without a fumble.
Thank you.
And now you're predicting Sunday?
Well, I'm worried. Are you not worried about it?
Of course I'm worried about it. I'm worried about everything.
Okay, so we agree. So everybody's like, oh, he's good. He's fixed. He's a great example for everybody. Not if you go gags one up on Sunday.
No.
This is my fear. My fear is like
snakes.
No. We're talking about how the Patriots could lose this game. Like, Ramondre Stevenson fumbleitis pops back up on Sunday.
Turnovers in general, but that could be one of them. Like, Drake May is another guy. Only threw 8 picks this year. You know, fumbles early in the season and sort of clean that up as well. So, yeah, that's definitely on the list. I don't think they meant, like, Ramondre's fixed as though he's never going to fumble again. I think what they meant was that was a bad game. That was, like, 3 early fumbles, 2 in one game. And you're like, is he going to be in his own head? Is he going to be like, remember David Wilson?
Yep.
First-round pick running back from the Giants crying on the sideline that we never saw him again because he was fumbling. This isn't that. He got an opportunity, and it was like the next week against the Bills, or was it 2 weeks after that against the Bills? 2 touchdowns. We were like, how can you even trust this guy? They did, and he's been really good. They even, which I think is crazy, Josh McDaniels had him, remember a couple games ago, he was basically in the Wildcat, and he had him like pitch the ball to Henderson.
Oh,
like, that guy? You're having that guy handle the ball and pitch it? Like, what is? So they trust him. And to this point, he's rewarded them. So I think that is a good message to the young players. Like, hey, you can have a bad game. You can fumble. It can look really bad. But then you can be the offensive player of the week if you, you know, stick with it. So I'm happy about that. But, yeah, I'm never going to be like, he's good. He solved that.
I feel like right when you trust him, he's the kind of guy who's going to let you down. I just double-checked. Those are his only fumbles, the two against Pittsburgh and the one against Buffalo. I thought maybe he put another one on the ground that they recovered against either Miami or Vegas.
But I don't know, but it was just
not
it was
listed
all,
here
so,
if it was.
It was like back-to-back games.
Yeah.
So like that
yeah,
was
it was weeks or, 3 and 5.
Or 3 and 5, I mean. But that, so it felt like it. And we were wondering if they were going to take his playing time or anything like that, and it didn't happen.
But no, I mean, look, to
but
this point.
But it's also a guy that had issues before. It's not like out of nowhere. So that's why it felt like it was
it's
more.
Out of like his first professional game on the field.
Yeah.
So, it's just a way of looking at the Pats and the Chargers and what could do the Patriots in. Like that rearing its ugly head. You lost to Pittsburgh because of that earlier this year. So we'll take all your thoughts, 617-779-7937. If you can't tell, I am picking the Patriots to win on Sunday.
Yeah,
how will they win? How would they lose this game?
How are they going to overcome that fumble that you're predicting?
What are the stakes for the Patriots? Again, you can jump in line at 617-779-7937. Let's go through some of these over-unders, Keith.
Yes, let's.
And you can go bet these on your favorite sports books out
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
I'm curious what these tell us about the game. So Drake May versus Justin Herbert passing yards. May's at 242.5. Justin Herbert at 225.5. Now, on the one hand, you want to say May outperforms Justin Herbert. On the other, does that mean that the Patriots are going to have to be throwing more than like if Herbert's only throwing for 225?
Yeah.
Does that mean that they're kind of managing the clock and holding on to the football and doing what they want on offense?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think they're kind of basing it off what they did in the regular season, and I know Herbert had a bunch of attempts, but we looked at a guy like Ladd McConkey, and we'll get to the receiving yards in a second, but like Ladd McConkey is a good example where last year he had almost the same number of targets but had like 300 fewer yards, 300 or 400 fewer yards. So they just weren't as productive. Like, I don't look at this as this great passing attack, you know, with Justin Herbert. I think it might also have to do with the Patriots' defense. Like, they might get to him a bunch. They got good corners.
It's a balanced attack, which we'll get to the receiving yards coming up, but is it a great passing attack?
No.
I wouldn't call it that either. No.
No, definitely not. And even 26 touchdowns, 13 picks, I was honestly a little bit surprised he made the Pro Bowl, right? Like, when they only took three quarterbacks out of the AFC, and just numbers-wise, I mean, he did win 11 games.
He had a much better year last year. He had a similar amount of touchdowns and barely threw any picks until the playoffs happened.
Oh, then he threw a mountain of picks.
Yeah.
He threw a big pile of them, yeah.
So you just think it's reflective of how they played
this year, but
not indicative of the game itself.
Yeah. Well, no, I also think the Patriots' defense are giving them some credit for their ability to, you know, all right, maybe the Chargers' offensive line, maybe first and foremost, but also the Patriots' secondary. Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily the game thing. And so they're telling you know, May's good for two more first downs, basically, is what they're telling you.
On Drake, you taking the over or the under, 242.5?
I'm going to take the over. I think the receivers, I think Steph Diggs, it could have a really good game. And I also think throwing to the running backs could be pretty good. I do wonder if Derwin James kind of slows down Hunter Henry a little bit, and maybe he's not quite as productive as he's been all season long, but yeah, I would take the over on Drake May.
Okay, for running backs, this is interesting. The only Charger on the board right now, I believe, is Justin Herbert at 30.5. No Hampton, no Vidal.
I don't know why Vidal's not on the books. I was looking at a couple places. I didn't see him. Well, maybe he's somewhere.
That's related to Hampton. If Hampton doesn't play, then don't you juice up all – if he's the only running back,
oh, I guess
don't
you're
you
right.
juice
yeah.
up all
yeah.
those numbers? So
I
think
you're right.
I think that's just an indication the books have no idea if Hampton's going to play or not, and that is – you know, not to put it all on a rookie running back who's been hurt half the year, but that is a significant loss for the Chargers if he's not going to play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know, like, can they just lean on Vidal a lot? That's why, honestly, the Herbert rushing yards might be the one that you want to take. He might be running for his life, and if he doesn't have any help back there, he's going to have to do it.
Herbert, and this is probably...
He can't run, yeah.
Well, and this is probably just the Greg Roman effect on this offense, who used to be Lamar's OC in Baltimore, among other places. Like, Herbert can run and will run, and he actually has a higher over-under than Drake May at 25.5. So that might be the way to bet it. Keith, you're not wrong.
I think so, because... And also, we talked about the Patriots, and like, you know, if they were to lose this game, or like, what would that even look like? And it's sort of that first opening drive when teams have been able to have success against the Pats defense. It's also some of the running quarterbacks that they have faced this year where you feel like you have everything covered up, right? Everything's all set. And then it's 3rd and 10. you know, you're double teaming McConkey, Keenan Allen's all gobbled up, and then Herbert takes off for 12 yards.
Exactly.
And like, ugh, and exactly. It's a killer. And he can absolutely do that. And he's, I think he's going to have to.
I mean, he could get the way he runs, and he's ripped off some long runs in his career. The way he runs, he could get most of 30 and a half on one run. And so could May.
Yeah.
With his number at 25 and a half. Patriots running backs, again, Chargers are off the board right now, which tells you a lot about Hampton and his health. He hasn't practiced the last 2 days. Trevion Henderson, 53 and a half. Ramondre Stevenson, 37 and a half. So this is kind of how I feel. If you're Taylor Kyles and you think the...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Matchup comes down to running the football and controlling clock. I think Drake May needs help. I think you can't be in third and nine all day. Duh. So you're going to need to run it a little bit on the early downs and keep the defense honest and put it in third and manageable. Like, I do think you're going to need some of that. Drake May can convert some third and longs. He can't do it all day long against this defense. So you're going to need to help him. Is 54 out of Henderson and 38 out of Stevenson, is that enough?
Well, if Drake May hits the over and if Steph Diggs hits the over, then it may be enough. Plus, those guys have both been pretty effective in the pass game too, right? So if part of Drake May hitting over 250 is throwing it to Henderson, throwing it to Stevenson. Stevenson, far better receiver this year than I had anticipated.
Stevenson's touchdown last week was, the receiving touchdown was nasty, yeah.
Well, the run defense for the Chargers is pretty good. You know, they allowed 105 yards per game. And if you look at the AFC playoffs, all the best run teams are in it. Or defenses against the run.
Run defenses.
Jacksonville, Denver, Houston, Patriots, Chargers, they're all in the playoffs. They're all in the top like eight in the league in stopping the run. So, yeah, that number isn't too crazy because if you add those two together, that's like 90 yards, 100 yards. And then if you factor in Drake May, if he's close to his total,
they're a little over 100.
I think you can win with that. That's
so
fine.
I think that's enough.
Yeah. The Stevenson number's kind of screaming at me to take it, but I don't think I should.
Well, when he gets benched for fumbling, Keith, you're going to regret that.
Good point.
But, you know, it's not going to be, as you said, the 150, 200 that they're piling up, or at least that's not the game that is being forecasted here in these over-unders. Receiving yards. You have Steph Diggs, who you've highlighted a couple of times.
Yeah, so I'm taking the over on this.
56 and a half, you are.
Yeah.
Primetime Steph Diggs.
Primetime Steph Diggs.
Outside of the Monday night game against the Giants.
Playoff experience, which the team is not exactly loaded with. He is one of those guys that has it. I don't think the corners are amazing.
I agree.
We highlight Derwin James a whole lot. That's going to be more tight ends, maybe even running backs even a little bit, less so the receivers. So I think, and if they do struggle at all to run, which I think they could, I think they'd have more struggles there than they would in the pass game. And then when you factor in no Mac Hollins, that to me points to a big Steph Diggs game.
So Diggs is 56 and a half. You're taking the over.
Yes.
Henry, I think, if I'm reading between the lines, Ladd is technically next at 42 and a half. Henry's the next Patriot.
I would
at
probably
41
go,
and a half, you're under that?
I'd probably go under. I wouldn't rule out a touchdown. You know, maybe it's like one of those 30 yards in a touchdown game. Like, you know, Josh dials something up at like the 5 yard line and, you know, Henry's wide open or Hooper's wide open or something like that. I would go with that. But I think overall, I could see I can see Derwin James and the Chargers kind of taking him out.
So it's Diggs and Henry.
Yep.
At the top. Ladd McConkey is projected for one more yard than Henry, 42 and a half. And then the next three.
Yeah, they're all kind of like
after Henry,
close.
Quentin Johnston, Keenan Allen, Aronde Gadsden, 36 and a half, 34 and a half, 31 and a half. Anything jump out there?
Yeah, they're all very low. Doesn't that all seem very low? And it kind of points to Herbert doesn't have one go-to guy. The three receivers basically had the same stats this year. They kind of all canceled each other out, and they were all fine. None of them were amazing. Ladd McConkey had a step back from a year ago. Gadsden, the tight end. Taylor Kyles brought up that great little nugget from scouting the racer.
That's the number that's ringing out.
Gadsden
maybe just because
we
talked to Kyles yesterday, but that's the number that's ringing
out.
So
if you missed it, Taylor Kyles told us when he was doing all his draft prep work, Craig Woodson, he was watching some of his tape, and Gadsden just caught a touchdown, like Randy Mossed him in the end zone for a touchdown. And he was like, oh, well, look at that guy. And so that could happen again. Also, that could absolutely be a matchup because Woodson and Hawkins, both of them this year have like made some plays, and they've also gave some plays.
The Patriots have not been great against tight end. Greg Dulcich was just eating them up last week.
Yeah,
so I don't feel great about their defense against tight ends. Some of that is schematic, by the way. Like some teams just say we're okay with the tight ends beating us.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know some of it is a lack of personnel. So that to me would be the number that rings out. The other names for the Patriots that are on here, Kayshon Boutte, only 29.5.
Yeah.
Pop Douglas at 18.5. Kayshon Boutte yesterday, midweek downgrade, limited with a hamstring on Thursday. So I'm not 100% sure he's playing, although at least it will be consistent. Hampton and the Chargers backs are off the board. He's at least on the board.
What about Pop? Take the over there. It's such a low number, and they don't have a lot of other guys.
They need other people to throw to.
And either he throws to him, and he also could be the beneficiary of like sort of like a trick play, too.
Yeah, he could have one 20-yard catch, and you hit the over.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's such a low number, and you're right. There's so many guys that between Mac Hollins and maybe Kayshon Boutte that aren't out there. Sure,
if I don't think the tight ends are going to have as big of a game, then I would say maybe Diggs, maybe Pop, and then because I do think Drake May ends up hitting that. I think Steph Diggs has like a monster game.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
Well, there you go. What are these over-unders? Tell us about the matchup on Sunday. You can discuss 617-779-7937. We got all our picks for Wild Card Weekend coming up, what the Patriots should be rooting for, specifically in Buffalo and Jacksonville, but all these games this weekend. That's at 11, Friday 4-pack, 11:30. Week in review at 12:45. And, of course, the keys. Keith's keys to Pats and Chargers. We're going to talk to Milton Williams, the milkman. We keep getting a text about this.
Yeah.
Guys, can you clarify, are you calling Milton Williams the milkman or the milkman?
I think both, honestly. You can call him the milkman if you want.
We were calling him, he's the milkman.
The milkman. Because I say milk. So that would be confusing for everybody.
But we were calling him Milt the Stilt, and then we straight up asked him, we're like, hey, Milt, we're the nickname show.
Yeah, what's your nickname?
And he told us.
The milkman.
The milkman.
Yeah. So
so that's.
I'm not going to call him something different.
No, I'll be very respectful to that man.
Yeah.
So anyway, the milkman will be joining us in the 1 o'clock hour. It's also a top five Friday. We'll get to our top five all-time favorite college football players.
Nice.
With the college football playoff in full swing last night. Good game.
Mm-hmm,
another one tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.